Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Julie Hughes. I am a midwife, a mom of four, and a woman with deep curiosity and reverence for the natural transitions that we go through in our life. This podcast explores the rite of passage known as puberty. We will be diving deep into topics around the changing mind, body, and spirit of girls and their relationships with themselves, their families, and their peers. This podcast is brought to you by the Powerful Puberty Project. PowerfulPuberty.com. All information contained in this podcast is for educational purposes only. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. So today I'm going to be talking about being heard and being seen and the importance, the incredible importance to be heard and be seen for our girls that are going through puberty. So I get often, probably one of the biggest questions I get is like, why would I want to talk about puberty with my kid other than just like an informational, you know, this is what's going to happen, here's a book kind of thing, which is what most of us, if we got anything, is what we got. And I often get that, like, it's just going to make my kiddo uncomfortable. It seems weird to have these conversations. It seems strange. It can seem wrong for some people. For other people, it just doesn't seem very important. Like, we all go through it. So, like, why do we need to talk about it? Why do we have to talk about this time frame? So I get kind of a variation of all of these sorts of things, but then people are also coming to me. So there's also somewhere inside that they know that either what we were taught or not taught, or the way it was done for us, this transition, it didn't work, right? So they're coming up and showing up to have a conversation with me, to check out the work that I'm up to. But then there's also all this hesitancy around it seem weird or strange, or like, why would you even do that? I get that often, like, why would you do that? Why would you have a class on puberty or a whole day or a workshop or a podcast or all of the sorts of things, right? And so I wanted to maybe demonstrate the importance of this just by giving an example. So several years ago, I did a course, a workshop, for a group of girls. There were six or seven girls and their moms, and this was a community that knew each other. And so we came together and we did the Powerful Puberty workshop for girls age 9 to about 11. And it was a really powerful, I remember this group well, one because they actually had an overnight stay, and so I drove up to where they were. It was just one of my very first community events, and now I only do communities, and part of it is because of this group. And they just held such a different space for each other throughout the day, and it was, as always, it was the same class that I often do, although it changes from time to time, but there was just this community and connection, and there was all of the weird, strange, and awkwardness and uncomfortability as well. And so I've stayed in contact with this group, and they invited me up to do a Powerful Puberty 2. So these girls are all now 13 years old. And I went up this weekend and did a class for them again. And what I learned is the girls want to be seen and be heard. So we had really more advanced, obviously, conversations because these girls are in middle school. So we didn't just talk about, you know, what's changing in the body and why it's changing, but we dug a lot more into social dynamics, and we actually talked a lot about it. We talked a lot about, you know, body image and things like that, kind of the things that a middle school girl is going through. And those are really hard conversations. They are conversations that I don't know if I was that age, I could have even put to words what my experience was, other than it was really hard and sad and sometimes lonely, and sometimes I felt left out, or sometimes, you know, we all have had these feelings, felt a little jealous of friends. Sometimes I felt uncertain or insecure, all of these sorts of things. Sometimes I didn't really like myself or the way I looked, right? All of these sorts of things that all of us have had those thoughts, whether they were fleeting or they stuck around for a lot longer. For some of us, they were more like on repeat in our heads, right? So we had all of these really big conversations. And these girls had a lot of words to put to their feelings, and a lot of questions and a lot of vulnerability to show up and be heard and be seen. Now, there's a lot of reasons for this particular special sauce group. One is that these moms hang out not on a regular, but on a fairly regular basis. This is a group that has navigated this transition together, and we've already started these conversations. And then the moms obviously have continued these conversations. Another part of it is that it was a safe space. So the space that I create and the way we do things, you know, through different methods of movement and art and not just sitting here blah, blah, blahing all day, makes it a lot more approachable and a lot easier to chat about, right? And so there was so many things throughout the class that I learned from them, as always. But probably the biggest thing that I walked away with is, wow, like all human beings, these girls really just want to be heard and be seen. They don't want us to fix it. They don't need us to always give them answers or how-tos. They just really need somebody to witness them that, like, this is really hard. What they're going through, these social dynamics, these body changes, all of the things, wanting people to like them, being an individual, but also wanting to be part of a group, all of these things are really hard. So yes, you know, we talked about the social nervous system, and we talked about some conflict resolution, and we talked about all sorts of things, and that was great. But really what they needed the most was just to be seen and be heard. And although those things can be very vulnerable and very uncomfortable and weird and strange, and the conversations can be hard even sometimes, creating a space for girls going through this transition to be seen and be heard, whether that's from you as a mom, right, or that's through a friend group, or that's through a women or mother-daughter circle, all of these sorts of places are amazing. It may be through a therapist. It doesn't really matter, but people need to be seen and heard. And so I really want to challenge this idea that we need to sweep puberty under the rug, because we all go through it and it sucks and you get through it, right? I've heard a lot of people say that, because I don't think I know that it's not that way for many, many cultures around the world. And probably one of the reasons why it sucks and we don't want to talk about it is because culturally, we often don't want to talk about lots of things that make us uncomfortable. We often want to disconnect from our bodies. And for most of us, we didn't go through it in this way. And so there's so many different spaces and ways that we have disconnected from our bodies, minds, and spirits. There's so many different ways that we don't enjoy being uncomfortable. And we get to a certain point in parenting where the kids are going through this uncomfortable phase, which might bring up our own uncomfortable things that happened during this age or things we don't want to happen to our kids. But we never got the language for it. And so we're just like navigating the ship in the dark. You know what I mean? We're navigating it in the dark. And so one thing I want to say is you can't do it wrong. By showing up and by being open to having the conversations, you're not going to mess it up as long as you keep showing up. The only way you can mess up is by not showing up and just sweeping it under the rug, because there are conversations that want to be had. So some suggestions I have are, yeah, forming a mother-daughter circle so that you are not just the only one your daughter is talking to, so that there's space being held by lots of different women. And it just makes it a little less, I mean, makes it more fun, because most mother-daughter circles, you do something fun in them. It makes it more intentional. It makes it a safe, like a space we can come and talk about these sorts of things. And it makes it like a people you travel with through life, right? They don't all even all have to have the same thoughts and opinions of you. It just is this safe space that you can travel with through life. If that's not accessible to you, or if you feel like that is not something you can create, doing mother-daughter date nights, especially from a very early age, and making them very much non-negotiable and also non-like something that needs to be another thing on your to-do list, overwhelming for you. So very simple things like this is our date night every Monday night, and sometimes we do a painting together, sometimes we take a walk together, sometimes we whatever, like insert your thing you love to do. Maybe you watch a show, hopefully not always, because that doesn't really lend time for chatting. But if you're doing something like art and movement, and you just let it be fun, oftentimes, and you just ask strategic opening questions, oftentimes these sorts of things will just come out because you're not staring and it's not in the moment of like, so, how's it going with so and so at school? Or how is your body changing? Or all of these sorts of things, right? So you're getting them engaged in another project and then kind of gently adding this in. Also, I do an online course, Powerful Puberty course. It's literally all about mother-daughter date nights. So it's like bringing these topics up, but then giving you a fun project to do and to talk about them. And also, I keep my talking, unlike this podcast, I keep it very, very short because I know the girls' attention spans. And it also is happening in the safe space of your own house. And so I guess I just felt the need to call. Get on and do a podcast about like really challenging people, challenging this idea that it's not important, that we all go through it, challenging the idea that it's weird and awkward, challenging the idea that it's strange to talk about our bodies or celebrate our bodies, challenging the idea that puberty is just this thing that we have to survive, and hopefully we survive it as parents and as daughters. And that we can't actually thrive. Not saying it's not awkward, not saying it's not uncomfortable, like that is always a part of the conversation, but that you can go through those uncomfortable, awkward bits and actually grow from them, right? Become resilient. We talked a lot about resiliency this weekend. So I believe that this is all the podcast I have in me today. I hope it sparked something in you. Some sort of fire in you to see how important this is, to see how reverent this time period is, and to see how much of a space people need to be heard and to be seen. If you're interested in my work, head over to powerfulpuberty.com and or reach out to hello@powerfulpuberty.com. Thanks, everyone.